Published against advice from the top of government. Our deputy political editor Sam Coates says the piece was given to Downing Street for approval, however.
They sent it to Number 10, and Number 10 asked for changes. But I am told that those changes were not then done. So in effect, the article that appeared in the Times overnight did not have the consent of Downing Street because those changes were not done.
Labour says Suella Braverman should be sacked for her comments. Shadow Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds claims she's using the protest for personal gain.
Fundamentally, it's so obvious what is going on here. This is a person who is completely driven by their own agenda, their own ambition. We know that. But where is the Prime Minister in this? Do we believe the Prime Minister signed off that kind of inflammatory rhetoric? Well, he won't tell us. But why is he really too weak to sack his Home Secretary?
A 14-year-old boy has been charged with the murder of 15-year-old Alfie Lewis near a school in Leeds. He's due before magistrates later. Six of the biggest gas and electricity suppliers have agreed to pay a total of £10.8 million to the watchdog. British Gas, OVO, Bulb, E.ON, Scottish Power and SSE all failed to meet the government's first target on installing smart meters. Blood tests for Alzheimer's could be available on the NHS within 5 years. Two charities are involved in a £5 million project to bring simple tests to the health service. Social media platforms will have to keep children's locations hidden under new online safety rules. The guidelines are part of Ofcom's draft codes of practice. And in sport, Premier League clubs will vote later this month on a temporary ban on loaning players between teams with the same owners. 14 of 20 top flight members will need to support the motion. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, it's a little bit overcast now in Brentwood, but it was nice and sunny. Now, you will get a bit more sunshine right about 1 o'clock and then through to about 4 o'clock, peeking through the clouds, making us feel a little bit brighter on this day. It is 10 degrees, so feeling a little bit cold out there now. Light rain showers and a gentle breeze, but it should remain dry for the rest of the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 through till 1. Are you having a good day so far? I'm swinging my glasses round. They are going to break if I keep doing that. It reminds me of when my sister, when I was very young, I remember my sister standing there with a, she had a chain on a finger. You know when you've got like a locket and she was swinging it round and my dad said the fateful words. Don't do that. That's going to come off and hit. And just before he finished saying the words, it came off and hit him in the face. which he kind of went, and then he did laugh, I think, afterwards, because it was quite funny. Yeah, because I've been thinking about Dad. It's weird, isn't it? You get the memories come back. My dad's been passed away. I think about, oh, do you know what? I try not to remember dates of when people pass away, but I think it might be about 12 years ago. Might be 12 years ago. Mum's only been gone for about 3 or 4 years. Is it 3 years this year or four? Three? I don't know. My sister was saying, oh, we're going out on the day that it's Mum's, you know, when she passed away. I said, but I don't think about that. I said, I like to celebrate birthdays and everything else. I don't tend to think about dates when people pass away because it's miserable. You know, I try and think about their, you know, birthdays and, you know, other days or Christmas and things, you know, try and be as positive as you possibly can. Not everybody can. It's depends on circumstances. And, you know, one of my friends has actually just lost her mum and she's older than me. And it doesn't matter what age you are when you lose your parents. So when they go, it's a shock. And then you feel kind of, I don't know. I think I've noticed it more, actually, not straight away, but now I feel like I'm on a boat in the middle of the ocean. That's how I feel sometimes. Because when you've got your mum and dad, they kind of like tether you. I was just so lucky. Not everybody has great parents, as we know. Some people are very unlucky and they're awful, awful people for parents. I was really lucky. I had an old-fashioned mum and dad that were just, you know, great. And also learning as they went along because they had six children. So by the time they got to me, I think they'd worked out all of the systems. I mean, I wasn't a badly behaved child anyway. But I think they worked out how to, you know, how to parent excellent by then. Mum always said to me, you have to be organised. Because she had, I think, four children, quite the age gap's not too much. And then me right at the end. I think there's about an 18 or 19 year gap between me and my older sister. And then there's 8 years between me and the next sister. Or 6 years, I think. I don't know. Yeah, you have to be organised. That's what she said. And she would have been doing nappies. I don't know whether the nappies were the ones that you could buy, the ones that are already made up, I won't say the brand name. You used to have toweling nappies with a safety pin back in the day. And my mum used to hand wash those because she didn't have a washing machine. But I think by the time I was born, they might have been in. I don't know. Maybe they weren't. I don't know. But she would, even thinking about it now, I just retched. You could tell I don't have children. See, things like that, I'm like, oh no, anything like sick or poop or anything, I'm like, well, no. But if you've got kids, you're out there going, Michelle, you're so lame. As I do this all the time, clearing up the sick and clearing up bits. And you think about it, and this is what happens when you have kids, that kind of first, like, oh, that nappy, when you first get a newborn, it must be all that nappies, oh, that's terrible. And then after about 2 or 3 weeks, you're just like, do it, done, I don't know if I would have ever done that. I'll never know now. But there is quite a lot of women actually out there at the moment. You see them in the press having babies later in their 50s. But that isn't, if you're out there, don't wait. I think it sometimes sets a precedent that you think, oh, I'll wait until I'm in my 50s and then I'll have a baby. Well, probably won't unless you have some sort of fertility treatment. It doesn't happen. It tips off the, getting pregnant from, I think, 20, 25, and it dips right down. And women are having their babies a lot later now because they want to sort of build up a career and all that, which is fair enough. But it sometimes when they get into their 30s, they realise that it's not as easy as you think to actually get pregnant. Big responsibility, children. I haven't even got a goldfish. That's how bad I am. I don't think I can be trusted with anything. In fact, my mum used to say to me, when I used to hold my nieces and nephews and go, oh, she went, don't do that, you look really unnatural. I went, Mum! A cruel. Just holding the baby like I've got, like a warm loaf of bread.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. We'll be right back.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back! At the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Up now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM. sheets of this wonderland.
I'm not
tune. Now, tonight you can catch Abby on BBC Introducing. She's going to be on there playing live, which is a massive deal. But remember that we had her on the show first. And that song as well. Now it is guest time, and I'm joined in the studio by Charlotte Boddy, who's the founder of Paul's Live, and also Megan Peake, who is part of the marketing team. So welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for playing that track. It's out of this world.
Yeah,
you
like that one?
Yeah, loved it.
Loved it.
Now, menopause. I've been chatting about it. I do chat about it on my show sometimes. And you,
we have heard you.
But you are my first guest to actually really sort of discuss the menopause, and you've got an event which is taking place in London on Saturday the 25th of November at the Business Design Centre, which is called Paul's Live. So Charlotte, first of all, how did you come up with Paul's Live, because you are the founder?
Well, I think for me personally, I am my target audience, so I'm perimenopausal. I'm 49, and 3 years ago I had a terrible time gaining access from my GP. I got the usual story, you know, take antidepressants, you know, pull yourself together, so to speak. And I realised that the gap between education and the GPs. So that was the idea of setting it up, and it's just followed from there. And what's really great about the event is that we're empowering women, you know, we're getting them to take control back, and we're saying, you know, when the perimenopause hits you, it hits you like a sledgehammer. You know, for a majority of people, 20% of people sell through it, and if there's anyone out there that has, please, you do contact us, because I have yet to meet anyone that has just sailed through it. So, but yeah, the main reason for setting up was to educate people more on getting the help they deserve, getting those, you know, answers, which I didn't get. But now I know you can get them. You've got to go to the right place, which is Paul's Live on the 25th of November.
Now, we talk about some of the things that are going to be happening at the event. But if I think back to my mum when she went through the menopause, and really, you never talked about it, because it would be like, and that's what it used to be like.
Yeah. Change.
All the change, because people didn't want to talk about it. And we were saying off air that really menopause should be talked about to young girls, and it should be like, you know, you get to the age of 40, maybe 50, and it will stop, and then you can do whatever you like, and you don't have to worry. And it's an amazing time. But that's how it should be sold, because it isn't sold like that. It's you know, women can feel that they've lost their, you know, they're losing their fertility, they can't have any more children. They feel invisible, and there's a big negative.
And it's scary, I think, as well. And I think what we need to do is stop scaring people, because, as I say, hopefully, but you know, my daughter's generation, which is why we're doing this, won't have the same issues that we've had. They'll be able to get the help that they need, you know, because once you've got the help, I've got the right HRT, I've got the right supplements, I've changed a lot of things in my life, but. You know, if I could look at me 3 years ago, I could barely leave the house, and, you know, and I felt awful, you know, confidence-wise. And I think, you know, this is why young people do need to be taught that, because, you know, you're going along your life, and then all of a sudden you then start feeling like this, and it is a bit of a shock to the system. So we don't want that shock for people. We want them to know that around sort of 45, 46 is when it usually happens. But, you know, younger people are starting, aren't they, as well?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, for me personally, I mean, I'm 19, and I, to be honest, didn't know anything about it at all. I was never spoke about it in school. I mean, I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and we were discussing that it really, menopause should be discussed in sex education, along with obviously periods and sex, and it just isn't. And none of my friends know about it. Obviously, in the work I'm in now, I talk about it, and none of them know anything. They're obviously all my age, and it just isn't right, I don't think. I didn't realise how many symptoms there were coming into this job, and I just think, I just don't think I would have been prepared at all if I hadn't worked where I work now, and that just isn't right for people to go through that and struggle. And obviously I know people that struggle, and it really is horrible to see, and it's a thing that isn't spoken about, and that's the first step of anything, really, isn't it? If we don't speak about things, then how's anything ever going to get changed?
Yeah, and I think it's a thing of feeling women can feel very embarrassed.
Oh, definitely.
Also embarrassed about getting older, and it's not just, I mean, it's a privilege to get older. Don't forget, if you're in your 50s or 60s, as I always say to somebody of 19, you're a spring chicken. check it. But it isn't just, you know, whether you get like foggy, your brain gets a bit foggy, or you get joint pain, you can't sleep. You can also get like physical symptoms where your hair starts thinning out, your skin suddenly ages. Yeah. And all, you know, itchy skin. I can tell you if men had this, there would be medication years and years ago to sort it.
Yeah, well, we're very behind in women's health in general. And you realise that more, the more you sort of get into the menopause market. But I will say there is help out there, and I think that's what we need to bear in mind, especially for hair loss. That was one of my biggest symptoms, and also intimate health. You know, there's lots of people that have issues with that, and they do suffer in silence still. And there's loads of fantastic treatments and products available. They just don't know about them, and this is the thing. So, you know, coming along to an event like Paul's Live, we've got the best British Menopause Society doctors, and they're going to be talking about all those symptoms. So, you know, if you've got a couple of those symptoms, you can go to the educational stage, pop the earphones on, and listen to these best specialists. So I think that's, you know, that's really important, because once you know what you can do, you'll go, I know from personal experience, you're going to do everything you can to help treat your symptoms and not just suffer.
I think as well, what's so great about Pause Live is obviously the main thing I think women think of when they think about menopause treatments is HRT, which obviously is great, it's fine. But I think as well with Pause Live, we discuss all the other options that are out there if you don't feel comfortable taking HRT and all the other different more holistic approaches. We have a wellness hub, we have supplements, and obviously like Charlotte just mentioned, with all the hair and stuff that you can help with the thinning of the hair. And I just think that's really great that we cover all the areas of all the different symptoms, because there's so many of them. I think I read the other day there was like over 70, and I just think people don't realise how many are actually symptoms of menopause when they're sort of going through it themselves.
Yeah, it's interesting you were saying about some holistic things as well, because if you have a history in the family perhaps of female cancers, again, if you've got a sister or a mother, sometimes doctors are not, they say we can give you HRT, but there is a risk if you've had. So it's nice that you've got those other treatments there. You don't have to go on HRT if you don't want to, but you can do something else.
We've also got the menopause and cancer workshops we're running, and they're completely free of charge. So if you know anyone that's suffering, because obviously when you've had cancer treatment, especially for ovarian cancer, you know, you can go straight into menopause. So you've been through all of that, and then all of a sudden, just to top it, you know, you start going through the menopause. So we've got the menopause and cancer workshops are run by the best doctors within that menopause sector, aren't they? Yep. They've been run by Danny Bannington from Menopause and Cancer. So they'll be able to give you advice, and they'll also be able to tell you what you can and can't do. And I think because they are the top doctors in the UK, you can trust that advice, because it's very, very hard as a perimenopausal woman to actually, there's so much information out there that it can get really grey and clouded, and you know, if you've got brain fog as well, you can read one thing 1 minute and then think, oh, actually, that's not the right, I'm not doing the right thing. So it's really important that you know that you're going to come to a safe place where you're going to get the right advice, and you know, then that's from one of the top doctors. So yeah, I'm really pleased to do that.
And also women supporting women. We were talking off air about Carol Vorderman and Liz Kershaw. There's a little bit of stuff going on, and you know that Carol's not on the BBC anymore because she wants to speak her mind, and that's good for her, because that's what we like. But again, women have got to support women, haven't they?
Oh, 100%. And not, you know, and they're not.
No.
And this is what's so sad about it. You know, one of the things that we're trying to do with Pools is to, you know, meet your tribe. We want to empower women, and we've got some amazing women there. When we first set it up, I thought it was going to be grab your girlfriends, you know, have the ultimate day out in London. But actually, we've got lots of visitors. We've got over 1,000 visitors coming, and we've got lots of visitors that are coming on their own. And we've seen them on groups sort of saying, I'm coming on my own, which is great, because we're like, look, it's fine, come on your own, or come, you know, come with the group. You're gonna be around women. There's only women there that work within this space that are really going to empower you and make you feel good about yourself. We've got we've got the girls just want to have fun area.
It's one of my favourites. I think it's a really great area, because obviously there's so much information at the event, like important information, but we always like to brand it as being the ultimate ladies' day out, because we want it to be fun as well. We don't want it to be all...
We're from Essex, so come on, we're going to bring the fun, right? Whatever we do.
And we have the corner, so we bring a lot of influencers into that corner. So I don't know how many of you listening are sort of into that sort of space on Instagram and Facebook, but we have the Menopausal Mayhem Mother, who's Emma Skeets. We have Jenny Eclair there, who's going to be doing a book signing as well.
Brilliant.
We can't wait. She's so funny. We did an Instagram live with her, didn't
we? And Sunita. We've got Sunita. Or we could play a Sunita track, maybe.
Fantastic.
Oh,
she's great, honestly.
Yeah, she's nearly 60 now. Yeah.
She's honestly amazing.
But she's going to be talking sex with Sunita on the sofa. Oh. Yeah, so she's come through her menopause. And you know what you were talking about earlier, Michelle, is like the fact that you... you know, you will get to the point after your menopause where you find yourself again. So this is why it's really important that we try and learn to manage your menopause, and then when you come out the other end, you're thriving, and she is thriving.
That's what one of my favourite things about Sunita, obviously speaking to her. She likes the brand it is. Life doesn't end after menopause. Yeah. She likes to say it begins. That's her thing. She's really an inspirational person. I can't wait to hear her talk on it. But I think that's another area about Paul's life as well. We speak about perimenopause, preparing for menopause. Obviously, even if you're people my age and want to come along and find out more, I was speaking to people at an event we did who were interested in coming along who were in their 20s, and then we have actual menopause age and then after menopause. Every ground is covered.
And I think that's the thing as well. I mean, a lot of the women are in denial that they're actually going through perimenopause, and that's a normal reaction. So anyone out there listening that maybe thinks, oh, is that me, have I got these symptoms, you know, come along and learn. But a lot of daughters are taking their mums for the day, and I think that young people they really appreciate what we're doing, because they do say it's great that you're what you're doing, because you're standing up for us, for our generation. So it'd be really nice. Yeah, grab your daughters. We've actually got a competition. Did I tell you?
Oh my gosh!
It's Meet Sunita. we've got a competition for you today. So we've got 4 VIP passes. You also get a fan. Which obviously, if you are perimenopause, you'll understand why you need a fan. You've also got a chocolate vulva in there as well.
Yeah.
And you've got VIP access to all areas where you'll get to meet Sunita and all the influencers. So we've got 2 sets of tickets. So there's 4 together where you can have them on your own, or you can have them bring somebody with you. It's completely up to you. But if you're interested, please message.
And where do you need to go? Do they need to go to the website, or is it on social media?
It's on social media. So if they go to paulslive.com, you can enter on there, or
today's the last day of our national competition we're running, actually, so it might be worth mentioning on our website. If you go to our website, like Charlotte just said, www.paulslive.com, we have a competition, it'll pop right up, you can't miss it. And you have the chance to win a stay at the Hilton the night of the show, Paul's Live, the London Cabaret, and obviously most importantly VIP tickets to Paul's, as Charlotte just mentioned. Obviously you get a free one-to-one session with the doctor, so you can sit leading menopause doctor specialist and have the one-to-one advice with them. That's a really great addition to that. But if you want to enter, all you have to do is put in your email.
We've had about 3,500 entries so far. So tomorrow is the day where we pick them.
Come on guys, last day, you can't miss out.
So if you're out there now and you've got those, we've talked about some of the symptoms, whether it be brain fog, you're feeling tired, can't sleep, hot flushes, all sorts of other issues, and you go to your doctor and you might say, I've got this, and they go, menopause, and you go, I didn't even realize half these things. But please make sure that you actually go to your doctor. If they're not helpful, there are other places you can go as well. So now there is a little more education, so doctors are a little bit better on it. They weren't, but I think because there's been this big explosion for women's health and women getting information, they're a lot better. But if you don't get that answer from your doctor, go to another doctor, because there is help out there.
And I think also we've got a symptom checker, and what I recommend to people that I speak to that are having a hard time with their GP is to download that, fill in all the symptoms and give it to them and say, these are the symptoms. Don't take no for an answer. I had to really fight myself, which is, you know, my passion for setting Paul's up. But you shouldn't have to fight. They should have a menopause specialist there that you should be able to speak to. If a doctor says no to HRT, you really need to understand why, and then come back on and, we can obviously get advice for you as well. So all you have to do is just email us and we'll put you in touch with somebody.
And don't forget, it's a celebration. When the menopause is done, it's a celebration of life and being yourself. And I always say you should never have... My mum was the same. My mum passed away when she was 89, and she lived a full life. She had lots of children. you know, lots of children.
Lots of lovely children.
And, lots of lovely
children. Were you
children.
The favourite?
Oh, yeah, of course, I was a baby. I'm still called baby, although I'm really, very old. But the point is, you know, you've got to live your life the best way you can and get help if you need it. And it should be a thing of when you've gone through the menopause, you can do anything. You can set a business up. You don't have to stop because you're older as a female. And it affects females more, menopause, and also you're saying about ageism, whether it's music, radio, any jobs. It affects women more. You don't really see many older women news presenters, really, because they've always got the older man and the young woman. Yeah. So it's about women supporting women. If you see somebody on television, don't go on about their looks or anything else. Think about their intelligence and what they've brought to life rather than thinking about the negative.
Yeah, no, it's all positive thinking, isn't it? Be empowered.
We need to empower each other. And hopefully this event will just be a day of empowerment and fun.
Now, tickets. How much are the tickets and where can people get the tickets from?
They're £15.99, so you can go online to get them. We have got a code today for you to get them for £10.
You've got all the goodies today.
I know, right? I'm pulling it all the stops out because Brentwood is actually my hometown. This is where I grew up and went to school, so I'm delighted to be back at the Phoenix Studios here. So, it's CF10 and you will get a £10 ticket. There's additionals that you can add on. I mean, obviously, to see the one-to-one specialists, which I think if you are really suffering, don't suffer in silence. You know, you can see them for £25, which you'd never ever get anywhere else.
That is amazing because I know there are some specialty clinics and they are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, just to get some answers, you know, doesn't mean you've got to. I think sometimes for me it was like, why can't I just get the answers I need?
Yeah.
And get your oomph back. There's some great supplements out there as well, and we haven't got anything that we don't isn't evidence based. So there'll be no buying of toasters or olives or.
I've heard of toasters very quickly.
You want to just be some fun. Well, we've also got Holland and Barrett that are going to be there, and I don't know if you know they've been doing quite a lot for menopause. You can go into their stores now and have a free consultation. So so it's good that the high street are actually realising as well.
I need to get involved. I think everyone's really back in the movement, which I like to call it a movement.
She does like to call it a movement.
It's one of my favourite things.
We need young people calling it the menopause movement.
It really is. Yeah. And I think with Holland and Barrett as well, obviously they're going to be there all day on the stand, but we're going to be putting stuff in our goodie bags, and not only will Holland and Barrett,
you get a VIP goodie
you'll
pack.
Get a goodie bag involved with your
ticket. We'll send you one down as well.
Does it involve any sweets or anything?
Of course it does.
We brought you one along, actually.
I should eat that off air, shall I?
You know, no one wants that on air, do they?
Is that what you're eating? I bet not say that on air. Maybe
do it in the comfort of your own home, darling.
So that is the 25th of November. It's the Business Design Centre at London, which is Islington.
Islington, it's lovely there, isn't it? It's
lovely place.
Do you know what? It's got that cafe culture now. I'm surprised how much it's changed because I used to live there when I was in my early 20s. But now it's just like, it's always been a lovely place, isn't it? Yeah, it's got life. So it's not like going to Excel or Olympia where it's a bit.
It's big, but not overwhelmingly big. And it's really easy to get to. It's just a train ride
away.
What
are the plans for next year? Are you going to be doing menopause cruises or things like that?
That's a good idea. Let's note that down.
Until you get a ship, I'll be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I love that idea. Yeah, that's the best idea anyone's had. We're going to be doing some road shows. Yeah. We're definitely doing those. We're obviously going to do another event, but we're going to do it in June because we feel that's the best time of year to do it, just from getting women out. And you know how busy us women are. We're coming up to Christmas and everything as well. So, you know, but as I say, we've got 1,000 people that have already signed up to come along.
It'll be a nice little Christmas day out as well, we always like to say. Yeah, it's really near Christmas. Well,
grab your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's 25th of November.
And we've got a fizz champagne.
Yeah.
I can't say champagne, sorry. A fizz reception at the end. So come on, Essex girls. We know that you love a bit of fizz. So.
You should get have a word with old, I mustn't say old, Gemma. Gemma.
Oh, yeah, you can't say old Gemma. She's younger than me.
Yeah, the GC.
Listening. We love her. Yeah, GC, you listening?
You she'd are. Love it. It's all pink and all kind of like...
Oh, I know. Well, I think she's been quite vocal about... Because as well, ladies, a lot of, you know, women in their 30s are sort of going through early menopause, which we've got workshops on as well. So, so we've got we've got something for everyone, haven't we?
Really all rounds.
The more we speak about it, we're like, wow, we're going... We're definitely up for a bit of that.
So it looks like it's going to be an amazing day. And if you want to find out more, please look at the website because all the details there. Don't forget, if you've got the code, it's C.
F.
F. 10.
Yeah.
Yep. I've written that down. I can't even read my own writing. And then you'll get a discount on the tickets if you use that today as well. But the website, again, is all the W's.
Yeah. PauseLive.com. And obviously, I do marketing, so I've got to shout out the social media pages. You can follow us at Pause Live on Instagram and Pause on Facebook. And if you like LinkedIn, you can follow us on there as well. But we're on all areas.
Megan.
And you can find out everything, all the sponsors, the speakers, and you can find out all the information.
And
there
thank
as
you
well.
So much for having
Brilliant.
Us. Today.
It's lovely. What a great atmosphere of joy.
Yeah.
And that's what we like in the studio, something really positive. And as I said, if you've got any symptoms, you know, go along, take your girlfriends, take your mum, mm-hmm. go along, because the more we talk about it, the less of a stigma it is, because it is a stigma. Mm-hmm. It's changed so much. People like Davina have put it into the forefront as well. And life does not end. When you go to menopause, there is life afterwards. You can do whatever you like, and you don't have to worry. You can just go out, and you haven't got period pain. I mean, oh gosh, you know, it's a joy not to have a period, I can assure you. And when that time comes, ladies, you'll be going, this is the best time of my life. You know, like you used to get these sanitary towel adverts that when they jump out of an aeroplane with the parachute.
Oh yeah, roller skating with the tampon.
You do that afterwards.
Well, I look forward to that. I'm not quite there yet. Literally,
she'll be going up in a plane next week.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in today, girls.
No, thank
lovely
you.
To meet you.
Really enjoyed
and
it.
And a very good job you're doing as well to support
thank
women.
Thank,
yeah,
you.
Thank you.
Lovely. And I like the age balance as well. It's great.
I know, right?
Yeah. Lovely. Right, took about to 11:51. Let's have a little bit of Ruby Cross. This is a track called Games.
Shy inside.
That is Republica there. Great track from, Republica, Christiana Obey. Christiana Obey! Let me get my words out right. Let's get some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Ah, fantastic there to talk to Charlotte and Megan. We were laughing so much off air. They're really two women putting it out there for women and the menopause and finding out so much information. It looks like it's going to be absolutely amazing, that event called Pools Live in London. And it's on the 25th of November at the Business Design Centre. And you will find all the details on our website and on theirs as well, poolslive.com. I'll be back with more after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.